Please excuse me if I'm missing something, but I'm not seeing the said document anywhere.
You're an idiot. You forgot to attach it.
Please share any feedback you have directly to me. Thank you.
If you go over my head one more time, I'm gonna cut you.
Oh, actually, before you jump in, let me go ahead and just finish this thought.
Shut the heck up.
I do apologize. It appears that someone on our team made an amendment I was not aware of.
We know it was Craig, and we know he's an idiot. Fire him.
Per my last email... Shut up.
Which means, like, can you not read? Can you not remember yeah. something from 24 hours
ago?
I
had someone with, am I missing something last week? Yeah, even that just straight up sounds mean, but it's nicer than, like, that doesn't make any sense, what you just said.
I'm trying to think what I said to someone recently. It was like, maybe I'm not, like, reading it right, or something like that. Yeah,
maybe I forgot how to read. That's my bad.
Maybe I don't have a grasp on the English language quite like I thought I did. Hmm. Maybe that's what it is.
We're back with Correct Opinions. Thank you all, Rectis, for coming back. Give us 5-star. Spotify has rate reviews now. I finally remember to tell them that.
And it goes up to 5. Reviews. So 5 stars would be great.
5 would be our preference.
Please.
I guess you got to be honest.
But.
And reviews everywhere. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we got a quick word from our sponsor. We'll get into it.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
I apologize. Do I sound like a horse boy right now?
Horse boy. Let's see. Give me a little. Give me a little neigh. Yep.
Yeah.
That's a stable boy.
Man.
If I've ever heard one.
So I went to the Chiefs game.
Yes.
Even if you're not a football fan, you might have heard about it because it was like the game of all-time game, and I spent all day throwing a football and yelling, and I'm feeling it.
It's great. Like, I'm sitting in a room now with two people. I did not go. I watched on TV. You guys were at one of the greatest football games ever played.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
I mean,
that's
was
crazy.
Amazing. It's getting blown up. I mean, that was a shocking game.
It's weird, and I know it's embarrassing to say because, I mean, how many people who listen to this podcast care about football at all? But it's like, I've never had a sports event affect me so much. Like, it's maybe like 30 minutes afterwards, I'm like, wow, that was fun that we won, or like, that's a bum we lost. I've never had it carry into the next day. I'm still so excited about what grown men did last night.
I cannot, and I can't wait to what they'll do this weekend.
Yeah, I love when they get in those matching outfits and run around on the field together. Boy, it fires me
up. It does. The colors last night were very pretty, I thought.
Nice
red, a nice blue.
Yeah, it was good. It was America, really, is what we were seeing.
That is true.
There were a lot of like blue dots, but like, the blue doesn't cover as much ground, but they are very populated in their areas.
Right.
It told me a lot of what I needed.
It did. That was a real battle of the Americas last night.
Yeah. There was a lot of like Wyoming, prolific. Montana take up a lot of space. Not that many people there. And then you have, oh, look, there's Austin. There's Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
That guy's name is probably Austin.
Oh, Portland represents all of Oregon.
Yep.
That's not fair.
Uh-huh. Bills fans is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Do you guys get it?
And there's a streaker on the field. The guy ran towards the end of the game. He just ran on the field, ran around.
That's fun because you guys got to see it.
And I guess he didn't streak. What do you call it if he's not naked? He was just a runner.
Just a
trespasser. You got to do it naked if you're going to do it. Or at least semi-nude.
Yeah. I wonder what does it go from misdemeanor to felony if you are naked, though? Because then maybe he was playing it safe. He was drunk, but he wasn't dumb.
Yeah. I want to know. I was trying to Google his repercussions. I don't know. Does he just like spend a night in jail? And
you're thinking about it next
week. Like, yeah. Like, huh.
If I wore my merch and did this, could I recoup what I would lose?
Because so one of the players on the field just tackled the guy. And
a player that follows you and used to
shout
comment.
Out Stephon Diggs. Yeah. He's probably about my size. He's probably stronger and faster than me.
Probably.
But what if you got lucky? What if you were a bigger guy and you know now, like, oh, these guys can go after me? What if a guy hit the field and just decked one of the star receivers on the field? Then he'd be fined millions of dollars. He gets sued.
I don't even know what would happen there. Or now the players have learned, hey, Stephon Diggs tackled this trespasser and didn't get in trouble. I pray we get a streaker next game. Okay,
yeah.
Then you got 22 guys. Yeah, just chasing this guy.
Destroying him.
It's a game within a game.
I love how that wasn't even mentioned. No one even thought for a second, like, should he have done that? Or was just like, that was the right thing to do, to just tackle a civilian. He was just allowed to do that. I think it's awesome.
It's like, I mean, it's becoming more like an actual trespasser. He came into his domain. It's like, look, it's self-defense. He came into my field. That's my home. Yeah. I have a right to protect it.
Where the red team was the home team. That's how they roll.
Yeah. And
if you conceal and carry out there, certain red areas.
It is funny to think that, like, there is a crazy drunk man sprinting towards all pro athletes. Like, what's his plan? And then the athletes just stand still. Like, yeah.
Here's another one.
This happens once a season. It's a very odd thing to do.
Yep.
You just get drunk enough. Like, I'm going to run out there. Anyway.
Great time. So now we're here. We're back. We got a weekend off. We had to postpone a show in Durham, North Carolina. Sorry, North Carolina. We're figuring that out. When it gets below 40 there.
Yeah, you're probably thinking
school.
COVID cases. Nope.
No.
It was 38.
I thought, dude, thank God that's not how the rest of the country operates. No one north of here would know how to read.
We can't go to school.
It's 38. I walked coffee that morning. It was 39 degrees.
Each one of us.
And they're like, the kids are home from school today.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
We learned at soundcheck when we all kind of met up that each one of us had taken a walk that day individually. None of us thought, like, ooh, probably shouldn't brave the cold. Yeah, I walked like a half mile to go get coffee. We all went on walks today. And then to learn that schools were canceled. They're like, whoa. Kids still send the children out.
Good people. This was in Charleston. We still did the show. Definitely some people didn't show, but most people did.
Yeah.
They braved it. Because I guess what I was told, Charleston is, you know, this town on the water with all these rivers and islands. So they're like, well, the bridges are dangerous. It's just like, just bragging about how many islands they have in this metro.
Yeah. They're like, well, when the palm trees freeze over, then they fall on the road.
Yeah, they could block the bridge to our private neighborhood on an island.
You got to think about the yachts, I think, in these situations.
Right. So, because the bridges, they fold up to let the huge yachts under. But if they're frozen together,
then
the yachts stuck on the one side.
Call it double yachting. You don't want to have two yachts frozen together. Mm-hmm. That sucks. You ever... Yeah. Put your tongue on something cold. It's like that. Sucks.
So, cancel the show, please.
So, anyway, show went on in Charleston, but Durham didn't make it through. There was a snowstorm coming in.
Reschedule that. We'll figure that out. Sorry, everyone. And get your tickets to the rest of the show. So, we're almost sold out on a lot of these. It's good fun.
Yeah, and we haven't had a streaker yet. So,
I know.
Think about it.
I'm tackling them if it happens.
Yeah, yeah. Think about it.
Some white mom wants to try to run around topless on stage, I'll tackle her, dude.
Yeah.
That's if we're in a red state.
If we're in a red state and she has to come on the stage.
Stand your ground policy.
Yeah.
Then I will do it. But otherwise, we'll have to be aware. As a performer, you have to be aware of the local rules and guidelines.
You do. It's like, hey, is this a theater that requires a vaccine? Is this a state that lets me deck a topless woman?
Mm-hmm. If she comes in into my home.
Yeah.
And I feel dangerous. Hit her hat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should I perform in that hat? Probably not. The hat, I don't know where that is, actually. I haven't seen Katie all weekend. She did a little fun weekend with her friend. She missed the Chiefs game. I think she was very pleased about that. So when she returns tomorrow, should I just have the hat on? Give her a big hug?
I mean, just have it everywhere. Sharpie it on a t-shirt.
Yeah. Just keep making more. She's throwing them away. You can't have this. Well, the fans love it.
And
they keep bringing us.
Fan Joy loves it.
Yeah.
Because they just sent a box to our house.
So what do you want me to do?
Get it now. Oh, that's fun.
That was funny. We probably don't need more of those.
But
it was great.
Yeah.
The fan gifts. Oh.
Come streak at our shows.
The fan gifts. We got a little girl's cardboard cutout head and a hitter hat. And then this last time I got the Amazon product with my lookalike.
Oh, yeah.
Follow me on Instagram, my Insta stories. I've been getting sent this guy on Instagram who models for this weird gift, this weird product that you use on the toilet.
I can't imagine anyone doing this.
It's like a mini putting green for while you're going number two. And he looks just like me. So everyone's like, when did you model for this? I'm like, I stopped tagging me in this. And then she brought me that product, which I did. I thought that was pretty great.
It's almost similar to people like, you know, from your hometown, being like, so when are you going to take over your dad's business? Being like, so you took up modeling on the side. You do miniature toilet putt stuff.
I think 25% of the people I know in my life would be more impressed if I was on Amazon product than what we're doing. They're like,
well, you made
so it. You're doing these little shows? Okay, what, do you do anything else?
No, tell me about this Amazon box. Oh,
have you, Trey's on Amazon. Have you seen this?
Oh my gosh. That's a big website.
You know, when he was making all those little videos, I didn't know how far he'd get.
It's like, this will be fun for a little bit.
He's really onto something.
I mean, they ship it with Prime.
I mean, you see his thighs? His thighs are famous.
He's in several fulfillment centers.
Yeah, shout out Prime. Prime, two-day shipping when you want it fast. If you need something quickly, maybe out of necessity, or if I post it on my Insta story and 2 days later at a show, you have it. She told me the whole story. She's like, I ordered it, you know, Prime, shout out Prime, which you still don't have Prime?
I finally do.
Okay.
2022.
I was about to yell at you.
Yeah.
And she was like, I rushed home from work to check my front porch, and it was there. Yes, so I brought it.
Wow.
Shout out Prime.
It is fun, the amount of things that people bring us. / just like, don't get confiscated, bringing it into like a theater or a show, like the things that people can sneak in there.
I also watched this woman full on fight with the security guy who's trying to like take it from her. She's like, no, I want to give it. Trey, don't you want this? I was like, yeah, it's fine.
I mean, the ushers are probably like just so confused. Like they work at a venue like this. I'm sure it's a lot of time. It's musicians, it's rappers. It's the things you're confiscating are illicit drugs. And they're like,
right.
You're trying to sneak in snickerdoodles. I don't know what our policy is on this.
A bunch of girls with hitter merch.
I see a lot of hitter
really
merch.
We really feel like we need to burn that.
What's our oatmeal cream pie policy?
Yeah, a lot of baked goods.
They're very sweet people.
Yeah.
Just don't know if the restaurant would like this. I don't know what the rule is. What do these have in them? Like thinking they're like, weed. I don't know. Brown sugar. A little bit
of recipe.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to deck someone at our last show. It wasn't a woman.
That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know,
we are an anti-hit woman podcast.
Yes.
Unless the shirts are really selling well.
And unless the specific county we're in has laws not prohibiting it, permitting it.
Okay, we're done with this.
Okay. Do a little crowd work. You know, usually it's pretty fun and it's pretty easy. I'm not asking people very hard questions. You know, you try to ask some questions that they can have an easy answer to, and then it's your job to try and make it funny afterwards. And I never try to give the people too hard of a time, you know, whatever. This guy that I'm talking to, I find out he didn't tell me his name, and then later he's like, that was a fake name. So it's like, oh, that's funny.
Okay.
And then I'm like, so you do work at finance? He's like, no, I made that up too. Oh, dude, you're hilarious.
Yeah.
Everyone here thinks you're so funny.
Did you ever find out what he really did?
No. Wouldn't tell me.
You're just trying so hard to just have a conversation with a guy, and that is tough. Because it's when you're doing some crowd work and you want their name, if you want to like mention it later,
then everyone else is confused.
They need to say the one name. If you're like, wait, what's your... Okay, it's not Doug. It's Brian. Is it Doug or Brian? What's Brian?
I really need to know for this joke at the end.
Like, now the audience is like, dude, can you move on?
Yeah.
We don't even know what's happening.
Yeah. I asked him. I was like, wow, you've been married a long time. What would you say your secret is? He said social distancing, which isn't funny or a good answer.
Those people were from Myrtle Beach. So you have to cut them some slack. They were.
They haven't been to a lot of school.
Yeah,
it's cold
right.
Over there. They don't really know.
Their school's canceled for other reasons, budget purposes.
So
pick up trash.
If he would have gotten any closer, he would have been a fun guy to deck at the show. I saw him afterwards in the lobby.
Lose it.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. He's like, dude, tonight was fun. And I didn't even really fake it. I was like, yeah. Like, I wasn't even like, yeah, man, thanks for being a good sport. I had a good time. I was just like,
oh, you almost decked him. Yeah. You know what?
Just did like a couple fake punches.
Yeah. Hey.
What? Huh?
While you hold oatmeal cream pies in one hand? What's up? What's up?
Huh?
What's up?
Huh? Let me set these down. Okay, now what?
Huh? What's up?
Let me pick him back up. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Were you gluten free?
Oh.
I look, make you allergic.
I know I look younger than I look, but I'm tough.
A lot of fake out. A lot of pump fakes. A lot of pump fakes.
Scared.
Yeah, he won't be coming back. Mainly because he didn't have a good time. I remember after the show, you're like, was that the guy that you were talking to? I was like, yeah, why? You're like, because he was not having a good time the whole time I was
on. He was on his Apple Watch. It's not an iWatch. Am I 80 years old? He was on his Apple Watch.
He was on his...
It's always tough when the guy at the 50-yard line front row is just on his Apple Watch.
When are we getting out of here? Yeah,
he's trying to call the cops on it. Drifting out to sea.
Yeah. Otherwise, great series of shows, great fans. A lot of fun. It was good being in the South again. I had a lot of friends at each show, which was fun. And some beautiful venues.
Yeah. Really, all the venues were great.
And two out of the three of them had heat.
Oh, yeah. Shout out Atlanta, dude. Atlanta was also unusually cold, I think. And they just don't... I think someone told us they straight up don't have central heat and air or something.
Yeah, so they don't have HVAC.
There's no way. They're not... It's 105 in Atlanta. They're just having a show in there. There's no way.
I don't know.
People would die.
I think.
But it was beautiful. It was probably theater. It was a really cool theater, but it was probably 50 degrees in there.
It felt like you were just outdoors performing. It felt like an outdoor show.
Yeah. Did you hear my little joke about it? I was proud of it. I was like...
What'd you say? It was fun that me, you, like, and Lucas were all letting them
have it. Because the venue was... they really checked our vaccine. Because most places are like vaccine, whatever, and it's like... We tell them, like, we're good.
Oh, yeah. Atlanta was the only places where they checked ours.
Very few where they checked the actual, like, the artist. It's like, what are you going to... What if I forgot it? Are we going to cancel the show?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, okay. And so I made a comment, like, this place was very strict on their vaccine. So you think a place that's so worried about safety would turn the heater on? I feel like people were kind of laughed and also were like, oh my gosh. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
I remember the guy I talked to doing crowd work that night. I asked him what he did for a living. He said, I do flooring. I was like, you ever do heated floors?
Yeah.
You ever thought about putting them in a Tabernacle Theater?
Yeah.
Get some.
That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Flooring. Yeah, but great shows. We went out. In Atlanta, we went out for karaoke after. So had to get myself another little performance in. Wasn't enough. Had to go hit a little Justin Timberlake.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Was it nice to sing being at a room temperature?
It was. It was nice and cozy in there. We went out, had a good time. Ashley, the merch girl, performed. She's got herself a good voice, man.
Actually?
She crushed some Shania Twain up there.
No way.
Yeah, we just had a ball. I did Can't Stop the Feeling.
Oh, okay. Fun song.
Yeah.
How'd it go? That is like a
good.
A
it's
great
a live
karaoke song.
It's a live band karaoke. Well,
oh, wow.
For me it is. I lost my voice. He's just screaming the whole song. Can't stop the feeling.
A lot of falsetto.
It was a live band karaoke, which
that
is really fun.
Seems like more up your alley.
But you know, it's kind of designed. You know, they're just playing loud, and you can kind of hear the singer.
Really, but they're
you know
trying
that's
to, like,
not really meant for the vocalist to shine because
okay.
People get up there.
Now it's not good for you. Keep going back and forth.
No, I mean, you can't really hear it. And you also struggle to hear yourself, but I've heard it's kind of intense, though. If you're bad, they'll just, like, play over you or, like, tell you to get off.
Really? They want it to be entertaining for everyone? No. Okay. I was just about to say I could do it, but never mind.
No. I had to follow this girl who went up there. This always happens at karaoke. There's always at least one. Some white girl went up there and just rapped every single word of, like, a Megan Thee Stallion stomp.
Excuse me? What'd she do?
Song.
The band loved it.
I started Megan Thee Stallion thongs. And she just crushed him. I mean, she just,
really?
She knew every word. She just had moxie. She ran the room.
It
was Katie. No,
she's not in town, actually, because music label actually wanted her to stick around.
Yeah, what does that mean for her?
I would like a shift in American culture, and I would like to stop rewarding people for just remembering lyrics to a rap song. I mean, like, dang, that was good. Why do we care so much? It's so... Oh, it bothers me.
That is a great... You should jot that down. That could be a funny thing to talk about. That is funny. We're like, wow.
Whoa.
Dude, this girl, she is rapping all of the words. Like...
To a song that someone else wrote and performed.
Yeah, like, why are we... Because everyone in the room was just, like, so fired up that this girl was...
Whoa.
Saying the words and...
Oh, I can imagine it.
Yelling them confidently. But uh-huh. It's like... She's just listened to the song a bunch. I don't.
People are so rewarded for it. Like, I take it from me. I'm a bad singer, so I have to. Whenever I do something musically, I have to rap or whatever. So I'm like, this is what people do when they don't have talent. Stop rewarding it. Don't even cheer for me.
Some people. I remember when my mom first saw my show. The thing she was most impressed by was my memorization of my material.
Hey, I say that too.
She's like, how do you? Yeah, you. I guess you know, but it's just funny. Like you. You slave over this and write the material.
Yeah.
You make it up. And then she's like, but you also remember it?
Yeah, I think I was more impressed for like the live streams. I was like, because I know a lot of this was this week.
Yeah, I was. I can memorize it quickly, thankfully. But it's just funny to like, you know, I've been on tour for like 50 shows. She's like, you remember this?
Huh, still.
Every night. I think like Shakespeare was reading a sonnet. And they're like,
huh. You know your own stuff.
On and on. Yeah. Abe Lincoln would do a speech. And it wasn't like motivating. They're just like.
Like, so you
wrote that,
and then he said it,
and he wasn't even reading it off a paper. He knew that he's got my vote.
Huh? That's
he
special.
Has got my vote. What did he talk about? I don't know.
It was whatever it was.
Did he talk about freeing
slaves? I don't even know. Like, does anyone know what emancipation means?
Yeah,
he said it a lot.
Yeah, to be fair, I've never heard of that word. I'm from Myrtle Beach,
and also my name's not Doug. I know I said that at first, but it's not. I remember back at summer camp, I would always rap about the breakfast food. That was the thing I did every morning. Almost every morning.
What time?
It was pretty early. I mean,
you're not much of a morning guy.
Oh, I know. You can imagine the amount of times I slept in.
Maybe that's why you're not a morning guy anymore. You're like, mornings remind me of rapping and kind of retired from that.
Yeah. You take breakfast raps, but it's not. It's a different way.
Do you ever just forget and you're such a groove, you'll just like, you have an early breakfast and you start... spitting fire.
I'm just sitting by myself in my kitchen. No one man should have all those pancakes. Like, snap out of it.
Whoa,
what am I doing?
Whoa.
What's happening?
So you had to, you'd come, was it like off the top of the head or you would stay up late writing breakfast raps?
No, I just had written for like when it's pancakes, I have a pancake wrap. When it's cinnamon rolls, I have a cinnamon roll wrap. And so I would just do it like once a week, you know, for that meal or whatever.
And then I guess there's new kids every week?
They loved it.
They're there for like 3 months. And they're like, can you stop, please?
Stop!
Stop!
Let someone with talent...
I used to love pancakes. You're ruining it.
Can you go just, I don't know, sleep in, actually. Don't even
you
come to work.
You still remember them all? You've got to.
Definitely the pancakes one.
Let's hear it.
No.
Give us a taste, or at least the words.
How did it go? Okay, so...
It was No One Man... It was to Kanye's song?
Yeah, it was No One Man Should Have All That Power. No One Man Should...
No One Man Should Have All Those Pancakes.
You got 8 cakes on your plate, so I'm trying to take... Oh, dang it, how does it go?
This sounds like a Megan Thee Stallion song.
You got 8...
Cakes on the plate.
You got... Yeah. She's doing a Megan Thee Stallion thong.
Yeah.
8 cakes on her plate. Got 8 cakes on your plate, but I'm trying to take some more, so I'm taking half of yours. Now I got 4. Started with that tall stack, a big stack... meal. Now you're stuck with that small stack, a short stack deal. And then I think it would go into the chorus. Yeah. No one managed to have all that pancakes.
And you would like rap on a microphone on the table.
Oh yeah. Turn it all the way up, baby.
Let's go.
You think you'll
bring that around one of these days? You'll have like an 8-year-old pancakes on a Saturday. Will you bring it back?
Maybe. I mean, being a summer camp counselor for as long as I was prepared me so much for parenthood and like making every aspect of parenthood fun. So maybe. Mm. Make that esophagus a pancake highway. It's going to be my catchphrase. That was line that people
that
really grabbed. That was in the song. People
that was a lyric. Oh, I thought there was like a life is a highway now.
Rascal Flatts.
Esophagus highway. I want to swallow it all morning long.
Now it's back to a Megan Thee Stallion song.
Yeah, oh no.
Gobble it.
Gobble it.
But, the reason I brought that up is because people would be like, you know, whatever, counselors, kids, whatever, like, yeah, this is Jake. He does, like, the skits and the games, whatever, and he can rap. And that compliment bothered me so much. Like
no,
anyone can do this.
No,
I'm doing it because
really.
I don't have talent.
This is the part you're impressed with.
I'm saying words slightly faster than I normally would.
Oh.
I was born speaking English.
He's
this
a
is
great
not
rapper.
Hard.
We're trying to get him to make some music.
I don't know why. That's, like, the only compliment I've ever gotten that, like, for some reason bothers me. Get this. He can even rap. I'm like, ugh. Just, there's so many other things I'm doing.
That's great. Oh.
And back to bring it all back, the appreciation of other people being like, wow, he knew all the words to that Usher verse or that Ludacris verse in Baby by Justin Bieber.
We all know that one girl who will just randomly say all the words to.
Oh, yeah.
Summon of a. I
know. I tell you what girls love is they love.
Nicki Minaj.
Yes. It's the. Oh, shoot, how's it go?
Or Aaron's party.
Boom, 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 boom. Super bass. It's the super bass. Yeah, the girls love knowing the lyrics to that. Lindsay Porter loves that.
Oh, great. That is real. That's real. Yeah. Always yeah. impressive.
Wow.
To people.
Best part is he can rap. Thank you.
I did one of those recently to Katie.
A what? A breakfast rap?
No, it's this random rap song when I was like 9 years old. It was on my video game NBA Live, like 09.
Oh, I might know this too then.
It's a song when I found it on Spotify. Spotify.
Easy there.
I'm dying, man. It has like 70,000 streams. I mean, this is not a song anyone knows. And I... For somehow That's we got so like funny. Talking about it, and I played the song.
And all of a sudden the words start coming back to you?
I remember sitting in my room, and I'd like printed out the lyrics. Oh. And I just slaved over. Because it's like six stanzas of, six paragraphs of rapping. And I've memorized every single word. And I put it on, I started singing every word verbatim. And Katie's like, what is this song? Why do you know all of the words?
Like,
let's see if I can even find it. I forgot.
I can't even imagine Katie being like, okay, this didn't come up in premarital counseling. I've never seen what am I watching right now? Are you is everyone okay?
It was by Big Rich or something.
Big Rich. I'm trying to think when I started having NBA Live. It probably would have been that
Be
time.
Be Rich. Okay. By Be Rich.
Oh, I hope I know it.
He has 15,000 monthly listeners.
Okay, still getting some revenue.
Be Rich. It's not even on the top songs. Be Rich.
Excuse me.
Oh my god.
What? The hiccup?
So intense.
What? That's what a hiccup sounds like.
I know. Hiccups are like, oh, last night, man. Because we, of course, we win the game for the Chiefs game. So we go out and we go to like a sports bar. I mean, we just keep it going. People are fired up.
Yeah.
I haven't really eaten dinner. The game was from 5:30 to 9:30. And I wasn't like.
Yeah.
So you had a late night meal, and of course I'm fired up. I'm in it, so I just no regard. I mean, I crush a big old basket of onion rings, chicken sandwich, and I was laying in bed last night at 10:30, just. I mean, I feel pain in my chest. I mean, 45 minutes of this, I was sitting there like, crap, like angry by myself.
You can't go horizontal. You got to walk around for a little. You got
to
go vertical.
Sit up. I was like, I want to go to sleep, but I'm just convulsing. It was horrible.
Oh, man.
Okay,
I've been there.
So the song isn't even on its top five songs, which all have a few thousand. So this this probably has less than 3,000 Spotify plays. And I just. It's a nice little remix to this.
I was going to say the Jefferson theme song.
This is a fun little sample. This grown man getting in, no for sure. We'll get you back up off the wall and get your feet on. Picture 9-year-old Trey in his room. The glass so tall, what I'm doing, baby doll. I'm gonna show you Baltimore, but right now we're gonna party. Bacardi, give me some. I know every word. Everyone listen to Be Rich, blow it up. Whoa Now by Be Rich.
Whoa Now.
Fire song. 9-year-old Trey would. I worked hard to memorize that one.
All right, I have three thoughts. One, kind of a fun song. More is, fun than I thought it was gonna be.
It's a good one.
It's a good remix.
There's a reason I slaved over that, man.
Second thought, sadly, I don't remember it. Not even a little bit. Third thought is. That is another annoying thing in the music industry to me. How many times are we going to let musicians get away with rhyming party with Bacardi? Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You hear it.
That's
every year there's a new pop song that rhymes Bacardi with party. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, the high-ups in Bacardi are like, this really worked. It rhymes with party? They're like, first song they heard, they rhymed, they're like,
oh,
Bacardi party, Bacardi party. They're like, wait a second.
Thank goodness in French this means whatever we wanted it to or whatever. Yeah. Oh, it's either, I mean, just not that much rhymes with
What's
party,
everyone's
I guess?
Obsession with Bacardi? How often are people having Bacardi?
What, it's I don't know if I've ever
like
had
Like,
it.
We have Cardi B. It's a Bacardi thing. She loves Bacardi that much?
She's B. Cardi. Bacardi.
Seriously, that's why she's named that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Good job, Cardi.
I can tell you didn't believe me.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, oh, yeah, good wordplay. And you're like, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm just sick of it. I'm sick of the Bacardi rhyme. Bacardi, party, and shawty. They all make them rhyme. That's all you ever hear.
Shawty's kind of, we need to bring that back.
I never liked it.
Shawty.
It just didn't feel like something I could pull off saying. I think that's why I was just jealous.
Yeah. Because you're short?
I think because, yep, nothing else. That's the only reason.
Okay, guys, We've got a party. We got a Bacardi party of ads coming your way. So support the show. Hear us out. Love you. Kiss you. No.
You know.
I take that back.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
I posted that Chiefs play and I tagged Travis Kelce.
I did see you tagged.
I checked the DM. He hasn't seen it.
Oh.
You know, I was hoping he'd respond like, thanks so much for your support and coming out to the game, but I don't think he's going to do that.
You really bad. Got my hopes up.
Yeah,
you like brought up this thing. Hey, you know how I tagged Patrick Mahomes in my story last night? He has not seen it yet.
Yeah, he has not seen it or responded. And he posted a post, so I know he's been on Instagram.
Why hasn't he seen it? I can't imagine his phone blowing up right now. Like, just check your DMs, sort it by most popular. Jeez.
Whatever.
I'll tell you how you get to him. You start DMing his dog's account. That's how you get to him.
That would be funny. Excuse me.
A hiccup there? Yeah, I thought I heard that.
Yeah, it's like attacking me again. Gosh, dang it.
Tailgating
is hard on a body. 14 hours of hot dogs and chili. You know, you need a little more balance in there.
And, I mean...
And there was a veggie tray.
Really?
Because the women were involved. We'll bring a veggie tray. And I may or may not have the gun to throw the veggies at my buddies. And then laugh at them.
Yeah, that's
and
fun.
And then you start to throw it at innocent bystanders as they walk by. You throw it really far and then look away. So you can hit someone with a carrot. Just
throw it up really high.
You know. Just fun tailgate stuff.
Or a little bait and switch. Hey, you want this, you know, cookie? They can't really see what's in your hand. Open up. Throw them. Boom. Celery stick. Ha ha.
Cherry tomato. Gross.
Gotcha. Bet that hurt on your tooth. That's fun that you tailgated, though.
Oh, there's nothing better than tailgating.
Really?
It was a joy. Sunny day. It was nice.
Yeah, that is fun.
My threw a football. Dude, 10-year-old me could not only rap better, but throw a football better than I can.
Really?
You do so few athletic motions at this point in your life. It's pathetic. I mean, I throw a football 20 yards. I'm like,
whew. I noticed it was before the Atlanta show. It was so cold that I was doing push-ups right before I went on stage to kind of warm up. And the noises that were coming out of my bones.
I just separated it.
Yeah, I was like, I got to quit. I probably can't get to 15.
Barely left the mic.
Yeah, it was just like my shoulders were popping every time. My neck, I think, was making noises. I was like, this is not good.
How many push-ups do you think you can do?
In like a good steady rhythm?
Yep.
36.
Okay, that's probably a pretty good guess.
Somewhere around there.
We'll have to try it out because for whatever reason, Alan asked me that, and I go 50, and he's like, "No way!" So of course, so then me, I'm like,
"All right,
let's see," and I did like 40.
Okay,
but I'm willing to bet. I bet every guy you ever ask, you like, "How many push-ups can you do?" They will name a number just a little bit higher than what they actually can do. I think that should be studied somewhere. Derek, how many can you do?
That's funny.
45, 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he'll do 40, dude.
Yeah. Go and put him up for 40.
Yeah, put him up for 40. Jake, 32.
Yeah, we'll see. At my first, probably couldn't tell by the amount of large Dr. Pepper I'm drinking here, had my first rec league basketball game tonight. I'm back.
Tonight?
Tonight's
oh, my gosh.
Tonight, yeah.
Okay, we got a same team or?
Yeah, kind of same additions? Team. One fun addition. My friend Peter, you met him, came down with a little.
Your realtor?
Yep.
Oh, he's an assist guy. Funny. On and off the court.
Wait.
He assists houses.
Oh, okay. I was like, did I already tell you this? So it's funny. This is great. He can't play anymore because he has a cyst. So I was like, wait, how do you know this? I was like, wait.
Whoa. A cyst guy. And you're like, wait, who told you?
How did you?
How is the word spreading that fast?
You guys have the same doctor? Cyst? Yeah. I was so... It's like, hold on a second.
Okay.
That was the sentence I was going to say. How? You beat me to a punchline you could have never known. That was amazing.
That's sixth sense of comedy.
Sixth sense. Well,
okay, poor Peter. He's got a cyst.
Yeah.
Can't lace him up.
Can't. Yeah, so we got this other guy that Brad went to high school with, and he apparently, I said that a weird way,
apparently,
I'm on live television. No, but apparently has the... The points record for some like small NAIA school.
Peter?
No. Peter's replacement. Non-cyst guy.
Oh, okay.
So we'll see. His name is Rustin.
Yeah. He's an all-time points leader. So not a cyst guy.
Yeah.
No cyst.
I don't know if his sister is coming or not. I can ask. I don't know. If there'll be anything cyst-related. Sistine Chapel. You ever been to Rome? I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll ask him all these things.
What photos of that. Dude. Yeah, Peter's just texting him like, can't come tonight. Assist. That's still a valuable asset to the team.
No, I mean,
man.
Like if
we know you don't want to score, but passing's important.
That's great. I mean, assist a couple rebounds, it's great. Just do your role. He's like, no, guys. Have assist. It's like, I mean, look, I get your realtor. You don't really have a 9-to-5. You don't need to be assisting people.
It's okay.
All the time. Yeah, take
Where's the assist?
Tailbone.
Isn't that where I feel like a lot. Or there. It's because he's sitting around too much. Is that what happens? Is that what it is?
My dadgum realtor sitting around so much.
Is he running around selling houses? Or can you imagine? You're like, I think my realtor isn't really, I don't feel like he's like hustling for me.
It's like, oh, why do you think that?
Well, I didn't feel like he was running around looking at houses. And then he called and said he has sat down so much he now has a six.
So that was probably the main thing.
That'd be so funny. You're like, you're trying to work for people, and the people are questioning your work ethic, and you're like, I actually have bed sores all on my backside.
Really?
I haven't moved in days. Promise I'm working for you.
Yeah, like you work from home? No.
Well, prayers up to your assist, buddy.
Yeah, he'll be fine. Honestly, he had a pretty bad case of COVID, so he was in bed a lot, and that's really what took him out, I think. He was bedridden, and...
Now he's assist.
So, bummer for him.
Didn't you say you're playing volleyball?
Tonight is basketball. Tomorrow night, the volleyball league starts.
Oh.
Don't worry. You're first on my list if we ever need a sub.
Okay.
Don't worry.
All right. I might just show up just in case. I'm just there. Is he on the team? We're like, nope.
And you're just
in case anyone gets tired or injured.
You're just the guy always asking, like, you guys want a sub? Anyone get tired? Coming in every few points. Everyone's like, everyone good? Everyone good?
We're good? Okay, okay.
Okay.
Anyone need one? No.
Anyone need one?
My toxic trait is... being assertive in all areas of life, overly assertive, but being the biggest wet noodle when it comes to subbing guys out so I can play in intramural sports.
Really?
Intramural
That's
basketball.
What you become a little bit of a people pleaser.
I just sit there on the bench and be like,
oh, wait.
Someone will just ask me to take their turn. And and there's always at least one or two of those guys who just play the whole game.
Yeah.
I
would not have thought that about you. That's interesting.
I don't know. I just like, I should probably.
I think it's a good quality.
Only times I don't do that is when there's a situation where I'm clearly like the best or one of the couple best players on the team.
We need a point.
Our kickball team. Our co-ed kickball is like, I'm playing the last inning.
I'm batting cleanup.
But then others where it's a little, it's a toss up. I'm just like, well, I got a little gas. Surely we're all out of shape. I got gas and asked for a sub. I figured let's sub it out a lot so we can stay fresh. But some guys just lug themselves up and down the court and never come out. And I sit there.
That is kind of a frustrating thing where it's like they're not subbing themselves out, but also they look tired on defense. Don't you want a break? Yeah. Don't you want to not be scored on?
It's tough. And then there's a strategy.
Wet.
Do you check yourself in? You're just like, I'm coming in. And then the five guys in the court are just looking around like,
who's he coming
in for? Who? And then you have to be like, you come out. And then the guy's like, I just came out. And you're like, you come out. And the guy's like, I'm better than you at basketball. I'm like, well, yeah, you are, but can I play? It's difficult.
Anyone want to get a volleyball game going after this?
By the way, if you need sub for volleyball later, super fresh legs because I didn't have the courage to sub into the game for that one. So
Oh, yeah. A lot of sporty things happening. My pickleball league was last night, and I made the decision not to go because we messaged him like, hey, Chiefs play at the same time as pickleball. Are you going to cancel it, reschedule it? Nope. Didn't even think about it.
Oh, no. People who play pickleball are losers.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you're actually the first person in six leagues to even bring this up. No one has any clue the Chiefs are even playing.
Yeah, that's great.
So I didn't show up, and boy, was it the right move.
Isn't it funny how often we're just like, if you like football, you're like, everyone does. I remember being like, will there be Ubers to the game? Because everyone in this town is watching football. He's like, no, not everyone is watching this.
Yeah, it is funny. There's something special about it. I think it's the once a week thing is what makes it just so popular and so fun, among other things. But you just have to wait
NFL?
So long. Yeah, what makes football
itself. It's like an episode. It's like Game of Thrones.
It is exactly like that.
It is.
Three hours long. And you might see some nudity.
Once a week. Might see some nudity. It is. It's just like that. You talk about it with all your friends. Mm-hmm. Everyone loves to recap it at work the next day.
Yeah. All my corporate friends are like, the office is buzzing today.
Yeah.
Hey, our office is too, boys.
It is.
You guys remember that opening skit?
We came in here. We were talking about the Chiefs, having a good time.
Derek's wearing Chiefs jacket. Oh, you can see the red in the shot there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of Chiefs red today.
It is fun.
Here's a question. If you... Now, I understand it's okay. You can wear whatever you want all the time, of course. But is wearing Chiefs red the day after the game, is that a fun fan thing to do, or is it overkill? Are we like, we all had our Chiefs stuff on yesterday. Do I have to put on a whole new Chiefs outfit the next day? And what is it? Do we do it again tomorrow? Or is it just the next day?
And when does it wear off?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a great question.
And also, if you're traveling to game, so for instance, we had a flight Saturday morning.
Yeah.
To Kansas City. The game's Sunday night. There's decked out Bills fans. I'm like, can't you just save this outfit for tomorrow? Like, are you wearing a Bills outfit every day?
How many Bills jerseys did you pack?
January? Or like, yeah, I always loved when you travel to, I feel like when you fly Friday to go watch your sports team on Saturday, you also have to wear gear on that Southwest flight Friday. So people
can connect.
So you are going to Phoenix for this. I'm not a fan of that. I'm wearing my one shirt to the game. I don't need to be in 33B.
I think that's the way I play it as well. I'm willing to give some leeway.
Because then it's Chiefs Red Friday is a thing too, right?
Yeah.
So, Derek, are you going to wear Chiefs Red Friday too?
I have a beanie in the car that I was going to wear in here too, with the Chiefs beanie.
Okay.
And maybe a scarf too.
You're ready to go. Okay.
I will take a little bit of off.
He's like thinking about it before he comes in.
He's like checking me out in the car in the street. He's like, he's got neutrals on. Maybe I take the beanie off. He's wearing black and blue.
So you're going to wear it Sunday, Monday, Friday.
Sunday again.
Sunday, Saturday?
Monday?
It feels weird to not, you're just going to have a sandwich day where you just like wear a Gap shirt?
Yeah, what it gives. Wednesday gets no love? That sucks. My thing is, give a little bit of leeway to the professional sports teams because they are professionals. They're getting paid. They're adults. The grown men decked out in like, college athletes jerseys, like I love this 19-year-old.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll ever not be weird to me.
It is. It gets weirder as life goes on. That's, that's for sure. Yeah, grown people. It's like you're watching the NFL. These guys are making millions of dollars. Like, give them some pressure.
It's their job.
This kid's 19, and this 19-year-old quarterback threw an interception and made you mad. It's like, yeah, dude. He learned to throw football like 3 months ago.
He has an economics final tomorrow.
Yeah,
he's stressed.
He's Snapchatting a girl. He's like, crush on.
Yeah.
Come on.
He's worried about his snap streaks.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
Or there's a limit to your what you can wear. Like, especially, it's fun to, like, with Katie and the girlfriends, like, they'll put together, like, a cute outfit, maybe just, like, a little red hat.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, that's...
A little bow.
Or, you know, the dudes will try to find, like, a cool shirt or jacket. But some of these guys... Where you see, it's always weird, kind of chubby middle-aged men, where it's like they've somehow found their team's
like
shoes.
Shoelaces. Yeah.
Yeah, like shoelaces. Like, where? How long did it take you to track that out? They got socks that match. They somehow have on like yellow pants. Like,
yes.
Where are you buying yellow pants?
Yeah, where did you on like create this ensemble?
They have like a massive overcoat that's somehow branded. Like, where are you buying these?
Yeah, like a Carhartt, nice, like, coveralls.
The gloves.
But Chiefs.
The gloves, the mask, everything is the logo. It's like, just blue jeans and a jacket will be good.
Yeah, that is such a great observation, because that is a thing, and they're always overweight.
Or I was at the Chiefs game. Yeah, I was at the Chiefs game. Yeah, because they're over there cooking.
The spatula's got the team on it. The grill has stickers on it. You know, everything.
This is all, actually, I saw a lot of it, but then I came across this gold mine. This guy, he's, I think, a Kansas City Chiefs fan, where he has this tailgating TikTok. Yeah, tailgating with Rod.
Okay.
We've got to watch some of this. So tailgating with Rod, and he's this exact guy where he's just like, we're out here tailgating, and he gives tailgate tips for like a very just average tailgate, you know? It's not like...
Make sure to have enough propane.
He's like, we're doing it big today. We got boneless chicken wings. It's just like clearly Kroger frozen.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, that's an easy thing to...
Yeah, I mean, that seems pretty reasonable. And
yeah, pre-cooked, so no salmonella scares. It's good.
Tailgating with Rod.
174 followers.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, he looks like a nice guy.
Yeah. Fun food and tips. So we
nice.
This is gonna be fun. Wait, where's my audio here? We're gonna learn some tips with Rod.
Tailgating with Rod.
The one
Rod.
I saw I thought was great was, oh, that's annoying. How we were playing the Buffalo Bills, so he was cooking only buffalo meat.
Oh, okay.
Which is a way to like get
is at, that su- a, support them?
Supporting them or like. No.
No.
Screw you, we're going to eat you.
We're going to eat those buffaloes.
But like, but they're, the town is called Buffalo. They're not the buffaloes.
Yeah.
So it was all like the logic there.
Do you want, yeah. Maybe cook up a bill. Some sort of bison.
Yeah, sure. Just.
I don't care who I'm signing as. I just want to see the video.
Oh.
Oh, okay. My. All right. Don't sign in. Just watch it neutral. Although, bummer that you won't
have to log
your
in.
Algorithm catered to tailgating stuff now.
Okay, I gotta stop casting before I show the world.
Okay.
Okay, tailgating with Rob. Wait, Derek, you think you ran into this guy?
I'm like 95% sure I ran into him. He may or may not have knocked his phone over, kind of staggering through a little bit.
Okay. So well, that's what you want from, I guess, an expert tailgater is...
I remember him by the teeth. Very, very white teeth.
Okay, so...
Okay, Criminal Minds.
Well, against the Buffalo Bills here on a Sunday
Bales?
Night.
Bales?
Hold on. How did he say? Is there an R
last
in there?
Last time we didn't fare so well against the Buffalo Bills here on a
the Buffalo Barrels.
Sunday night. Now it's playoff game. We got to bring out the heavy artillery of food. So we got bison burgers. Make them up in these nice silicone
Oh, he's even got his own hat, tailgating with Rod. I mean, he's really trying to be an influencer. And look,
the shoes.
He has bright red... Like, bright red working boots. What do you buy those?
Like, I mean, how big is TikTok? About. Have him and Jackson Mahomes collabed yet?
Not yet.
Man, the thing
that's coming. Easy to transport into the game. Got them on the Blackstone Grill enough. Then we're also going to have, you'll see it, buffalo chicken dip and buffalo wings. We're going to bison and buffalo them to death. And hopefully that brings our boys home.
Brings our boys home. Whoa.
By the way,
the troops are home.
Rod, the troops are home. He doesn't know where. He doesn't know what he's doing, dude.
Hopefully, this bison meat, if we eat enough of it, the boys will come home.
He looks like a... I mean, the red boots are kind of awesome. I need a pair of those. But he looks like his blood pressure is high. And that's also what you want to... You don't want to go up, hey, come to my tailgate, my name's Rod, and it's some slim and trim guy.
Yeah.
Give me a portly guy with high blood pressure.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be a nice
now I can believe in the product.
Up, got some of them done. Bison burger, great food. Plus, I told you we're bringing out the heavy artillery. We got Deb's famous buffalo chicken dip.
The heavy artillery. It's like Chiefs puffs and...
It's my wife's...
Costco nut wings.
Got the boneless buffalo wings, too. Bison burger.
He's proud of the bison.
Delicious. Down go the Bills.
Down go the Bills. And
okay, this
bring our troops home. Reagan Bush, 84.
What a game. Two of the best teams ever. Greatest game ever. We can score in 13 seconds, but can I plunge in 13 seconds? I think I can.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
How about those Chiefs?
What?
Oh. Tailgate on.
Hold on. Hold on.
He just dumped a bucket of water on his head.
He said the ice bucket challenge 6 years late. In red leather pants.
Again, he has bright red Crocs on.
I don't know what's happening.
With maroon pants and a red shirt and a red hat.
He
He's getting all this.
He said, how quickly can I take the plunge? He's near a pool. But then he just poured a bucket of water.
He's next to a pool and says, time for a cold plunge. And then he takes a bucket you don't see and dumps it on his head. I mean, what kind of M. Night Shyamalan twist is that?
I don't understand.
This guy's great, right? Let's do some more tips.
Is his tail or whatever? Does he have a big TikTok? How'd you find this guy? He has 197 followers.
His TikTok. He's got a few.
Okay, his TikTok is big. Oh, he's got merch now. He's got the T-shirt.
Tell you with Rod. Look at the bright red pants. Where are you buying these?
These are.
We make a drink every week. Well, I found the square one, square keg. It's a keg. You could put beer in it, wine in it, or whatever kind of mixed drink you want. I have today put in a bottle of Blue Cherry Bay coconut, bottled Blue Cherry Bay spice rum, put in Fresca, and mixed it all up, then put in a little lime juice, okay? I call it the tropical tailgater. Look at this. Got CO2 coming right on the hooks onto it like that. Holds 128 ounces of product. This thing is phenomenal. Has a beer spout too. And by the way, nobody paid me to do this. I found it. It's a great tailgate item. Tailgate on.
Nice tip there.
That was a helpful tip. I like the, which I know you said his TikTok is big, but I like the having less than 200 followers. Now I know what you guys are thinking. It's probably an ad. This is probably a brand deal.
They didn't pay me for this either.
This is actually, I'm doing this for free. Can you believe that?
One more.
Approached me about this.
Which one do you want?
I don't know. One that, I don't know.
Let's see what's happening here.
It's hard to know.
That's the one I just watched. I'm an idiot.
maybe one where the dogs involved.
Here's some tips.
They're tailgating, 13 degrees, snowing a little bit. Most important thing right here, your feet.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to get good socks.
I was going to say Chiefs gloves. The Chiefs hat.
I can't wear my Chris Jones socks, which are my favorite.
He's got Chris Jones socks. Light.
So I go with the Carhartt. Nice wool socks. Perfect for cold games. Keep my feet warm. Once you got your socks on, another little trick is use a gallon Ziploc bag.
What?
Put it over your feet.
What?
And then put your shoes
no
on.
One can, so that's my wife won't
trick.
Smell
and
them.
Also, you can drop in right before the game. We drop in the toe warmers.
I love the tips. Wear thick socks and put toe warmers in.
Oh.
Tailgate on.
Wait, hold on. What were the... Were the Ziploc bags just to hold the warmers?
I think it's the smell, you know.
Huh.
I don't know.
Ziploc bag. I would have liked him to explain why he's wearing Ziploc bags. That's the only part that was interesting. He's like, no, obviously.
Eczema, don't ask.
Now, you know what we were thinking. Did Big Eczema pay me to make this video?
No,
I did this on my own. They do not sponsor me. Not yet. If I keep scratching.
This guy's great, man. Tailgating with Rod.
Heartbeat of all good tailgates is a generator. I use the Ryobi 2300 watt because it's quiet and I can control it on my app. It's easy to set up.
Look at
those
shoes.
On wheels.
Chief's shoes.
Keep it at the opposite end of your tailgate. It's easy to put the choke on and away we go.
Oh, he's cranking.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a good way to get your tailgate exercise in by pulling. There you go. Let it warm up. You're good to go. We power everything from that. The TV, the air fryer, the stove, anything.
So there he is. He's a real deal.
What do you think his job is? I think it's something that leaves him unfulfilled, and he's like, I need to start a TikTok.
The tailgate. This guy loves tailgating. That's going to be, it could be me one day. You put a few pounds on me.
I mean,
me.
You get pretty into it. Like once a year, I feel like you go pretty hard tailgating.
We had a quite a good setup. It was great. I took the stance of I am doing nothing to contribute to this, and I showed up and had a tailgate, so.
Didn't you used to go pretty hard for the Oklahoma State tailgate? Like once a year, you'd like get hooked up or something?
Yeah, we get hooked up like a cert where they set it up for you and stuff.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
So that's pretty good.
That's a
Maybe
job
I have
that
to pay Rod to do.
Yeah, was it tailgating Rod? Should be like a tailgate setter upper.
Shout out Rod. He's my favorite follow right now. Doing the plunge.
Yeah, good thing you signed in. Now you can follow him.
And every time you see me, we're gonna go like we're gonna go do hit the golf course, and you'll notice Ziploc bags on my feet. Changes the game.
Yeah, never go in a sand trap without them.
Mm-mm.
Don't ask.
You got little sand grains in your feet? I don't.
You know how that would take about 4 seconds to just dump your shoe out? Not me. Mm-mm. I can keep walking to the car on the way home. Nope. Also, bring our troops home. That was my favorite thing he said.
Let's bring our boys home.
Hey, with enough bison meat, the boys will return
home.
We're
going to buffalo them to death.
And also, we played at home. Like, it's not even like, oh, we misinterpreted it. Like, it just doesn't even make any sense.
You know, they live about 10 or 15 miles away from the stadium.
I hope they make it home tonight.
Yep.
That's what he meant.
I guess the players, when the game ends, they probably have to sit in the locker room for like 3 hours until everyone leaves?
Yeah. Do they have like a private parking lot access?
I don't know.
That's on you to figure out.
Okay. I'll talk to Rod.
DM Patrick again. Hey, Pat, quick question. Notice you didn't respond to my story tag. Just curious about the logistics of leaving the stadium.
Yeah.
Is that tricky or did that take a while? Like when you were a rookie, was that like kind of fun or let me know.
Oh, all right. Enough. Obviously, we have Chiefs on our mind. Man.
Yeah, it feels weird to talk about anything other than that, but I'll figure it out. I'll
figure it out. What else is going on?
Oh, just a big sports week. Chiefs, pickleball that I didn't play, basketball, volleyball.
You're such a sporty guy.
Gosh, I'm so sporty.
Virtual reality sports. I mean, my gosh.
Before the podcast started, Trey was like, dude, my arm is sore because I did nothing but throw a football for hours yesterday. And I was like, yeah, I hear you. I was pretty sore from virtual boxing yesterday, so I totally get it.
Brutal.
You just throw a lot of punches that don't land, and it's just got to be like just unhealthy for your arms, back, everything, just to not make contact with anything.
Does it really need that much force behind it?
I don't know. Yeah, just my shoulders, my back, but it's a good workout. It's great. I'm always sweaty. I mean, it got dodge punches. So, yeah, it's real fun. You got to get the boxing.
I just remembered, that's a joke I did for a few weekends that I stopped. I would, inadvertently one time on the stage, I was like, y'all, I'm getting older, everything hurts, like everything is tight. I mean, my neck, my back. And then half the women start like going, oh, like giggling or something because of the classic song. The classic thong.
That song is, man, it's catchy. Mm-hmm. Not going to play it, not going to sing it.
I know every word. Do you want to hear it?
No. All my ladies pop yo like this.
Wait, do you see my the whisper song?
That is a different one, but yes. A
traumatizing one. Don't look that up.
Oh, but yeah, you got to get. Oh, yeah, and I remembered a joke that I was doing this, that I used to do. I was like, this used to get an applause break, and I forgot about this joke. Luckily, I remembered it for Charleston, so. Have it to break that out again. Yeah. My goodness. I'm so stupid. That's why I compliment your memorization. I can't remember my best jokes.
So, Katie's not back till tomorrow. What do I do tonight? All by my lonesome. It's been a long time.
What do you do? I mean, you should go to that one place where you were taken in. You were basically became an adopted member of that Mexican family at the bar. I think you got to go back there and
could go there?
See your second family again.
That's a pretty good idea.
That sounded very homey.
Yeah. Or just play VR in my boxers.
You could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Have a ball. Go to Topgolf.
Postmates whatever food I want.
Yeah. Postmates a few meals. And then when Katie's like, you want to like have some healthier night? You're like, well, we do have some leftovers in the fridge.
Yeah,
we
have leftovers. I know. I don't want to be wasteful.
I mean, there's just a few boxes of stuff in the fridge. We should probably knock that out first.
Yeah.
Right?
Why is there 3 pounds of pulled pork in the fridge?
I don't know. That's weird. I'll have to talk to...
How's your red meat allergy going? Still there?
Yeah, I tested it out a couple weeks ago, and then I threw up that night. It's probably related. But impossible to know, so I don't know. Let's have some bison meat. Let's do it, baby.
Yeah, let's buffalo them to death.
Oh, that reminds me.
The Chiefs play the Bengals? We could get some Bengal.
Let's get some endangered species meat in here.
Hands on some Bengal meat. We talked to Rod. We're bringing out the heavy artillery. We got exotic Bengal strip loins.
Now, the Chiefs are playing the Barungles this week.
The Baron, the Cincinnati Barungles.
The Barungles Bears.
And we've got Bengal nuggets, the world famous Bengal dip.
Now, remember, I did say heavy artillery, so I have Rotel dip. Two different kinds of chips.
Around. Whatever's left over. We can take home in my feet bags. Don't want to be wasteful. Now, never forget 9/11. Like, this is, whoa, what?
He just throws in something
about the truth.
Political adjacent at the end of every video. Yeah. Just like, I love Zero Dark 30. All right, go Chiefs.
Yeah.
Dang it, what was I going to say? Oh, I meant to have this conversation with you probably off the pod, but it's okay. We can give people a little preview. I lost my fantasy football lost my fantasy football league, so I have to get a really dark spray tan. So it's like, consequence. I was the only person not at the draft. I didn't even get to draft my own team. I didn't agree to any of these consequences.
That's crazy you're agreeing to this.
And then now I have to do it. I'll be a good sport about it.
Was there a number of... was this just decided on?
Yeah, it wasn't like a thing like all season long, like, oh, who's going to have to do it? There was just like at the end, like, remember what we talked about?
Maybe they're like, they're just like, Jake got last, so yeah, guys, spray tan. Let's help him out. Let's have Jake get a tan.
All the consequences are like vaguely like,
yeah,
three free therapy sessions.
Yeah.
You have to go do it.
Jake has to, one of our wives has to take Jake and update his wardrobe. Wouldn't that, that would be a sucky way to spend a Saturday.
You have to use mouthwash every morning.
You got to brush morning and night for a month. So a spray tan, when's this happening?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. When is our last time? This is probably a good stretch where like we don't have a show for like another 9 days. So it'll be gone by the time we're on stage again. When's the last time I'm going to be on camera this week? Because then I will go get it that afternoon. Like, obviously, I'm not going to, like, go. Like,
how long do they last?
I think I'll be dark for, like, 3 days.
You think or you know? What if it lasts, like, 3 weeks?
No.
I know nothing about this idea.
I will scrub it away.
We'll film Wednesday. And then.
Okay.
Sure, we'll be. You won't be on camera.
Okay. Now. Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Go get it. Cool. And then I will stay inside mainly for a couple days.
Have you Googled how long they last?
Derek's Googling it.
Jake hasn't just done a simple Google. It's probably 3 days. What is it?
7 to 10 days.
7 to 10 days. I don't think it'd be the worst thing if I, because I think I'll be very dark for a few days, and then I think a week later I'll just look like.
Are you gonna walk into a place and say, "Give me your darkest spray tan"?
That's what I have to do,
dude.
But I'll also
do you realize
say,
how
like,
insane you're gonna look. Have you seen someone do this?
So, yes, that's why I said I'm going to stay indoors for a couple days. But my other options suck, too. Like, the other one was
reminds me of
run a half marathon. That's, like, actual pain. This is just, like, a couple days of, like, I'm not going to let anyone see me.
I remember VR this YouTuber I liked. He did a spray tan, like, bit. And look how tan he got.
Yeah.
You're going to look like that, dude.
And I need to tell them, like, hey, I have to go dark, but nothing that would get me canceled. So whatever that would be.
Look how tan he is.
Yeah.
That's actually hilarious. Like, the darkest you can do it. Like, you sure? And you walk out with just full on blackface. Like,
okay. Do you have?
How is it's tan?
Do you have like an anti serum for this? Like a anti.
Now we're in a whole nother situation.
Yeah. Do you have any bleach? Yeah, that would be a bummer.
Okay. Well, I'm really looking forward to this.
So, yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, my other options were run a half marathon, which is so much work, to, like, train for it, you know, slightly train for it, and then go do it. That's, you know, that's so much time.
Yeah.
And then the other option was get a customized, like, vanity license plate that says hot guy, which, sure, there's nothing physically attached to me with that one, but that, I don't know. I really.
And how long would you have to have it? Well, that's. You have to go to the DMV and do all that?
That's the thing.
What a nightmare.
My plates, you'll notice, are still my temporary tags from August. I have a tough time getting the normal license plates. You know how long it's going to take me to get a personalized one?
Yeah. Like I said, all the punishments are like just trying to help you. Jake has to update his license plates. Oh.
Jake has to file his taxes.
Oh, on time. No extension this year. Oh, guys. He has to exercise. I mean, all three of these are just trying to help you out with your weakness.
Man, these consequences are brutal.
Yeah, they're trying to get me to run, to abide by traffic laws.
One of the options was read 3 books this year.
Or to not look like I have anemic. Yeah, three books.
Can you believe that? Of course I chose the spray tan.
Yeah. Who wants to do that?
Chapter books? Just the verbiage of calling them chapter books?
Yeah.
Yeah, we assumed.
How many chapters? It's still asking, still judging a book how many chapters it has. Yeah. How many chapters is it? We're not 11.
I don't know.
Just 50 chapters. 50 chapters, but they're small. They're small.
How big are the words?
I had a friend.
How many chapters?
On the day we posted the Harry Potter bit, which the Harry Potter people.
Yeah.
That one felt good to post.
Yeah.
the day we posted it, I had friends of mine say they went to a Harry Potter live symphony event.
I don't even know what that means.
Heard of this, but I guess they play a movie, and there's a live symphony playing the music to the movie live in person.
Okay, that's kind of a cool idea.
It's like a cool idea, but
if you're 9,
yeah. So, but my friends were like, we're not like crazy about it, but we went and there were like a lot of weird people there.
That's what everyone is saying about right. you.
Yeah. It's like you've got a No.
I went and got a job at the county fair. You never believe this. A lot of kind of outliers of society working there.
Yeah. It was really easy to get the job. It was a good job though. I don't get why everyone there has a criminal record. I don't.
It was great. They paid me in cash the day of.
Yeah.
Why don't more people do this? It was awesome.
I'm running the lemonade stand. Fresh squeezed lemonade that's made of power. I'll never forget that, dude. When I went to the fair once. $6 fresh squeezed lemonade. I mean, it was hot. Oklahoma State Fair. Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
This guy just mixed powder together and handed it to me. Okay. I literally argued with him. Like, it's fresh squeeze. I mean, the guy was just like, what do you...
Look.
I'm working at the fair. I was like, yeah. And then I got on a ride, and you got to pay for each ride. I thought once you're in, I thought it was an open bar situation. Like, I'm in.
Open fair concept.
Yeah, I'm like, I can just hit it all I want.
That's ridiculous. That. The ticket system, you're like, oh, and they have 11 tickets. Okay, this ride you built this morning cost 12 tickets.
Don't get me wrong. I love some good old food. Like, I might get pizza tonight. Who doesn't like a good old big pizza for your boy?
Ooh, I might judge before the game.
I really judge people who go to the... You ever know, like, really put together people who are like, we just love fair food. And they go, and they're eating deep fried Oreos and stuff. I'm like, it really makes me think less of those people. I mean, what went wrong that you want your Oreos deep fried? And
I totally get it. Yeah.
Deep fried Twinkies.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, I guess I should say I don't get it at all. Because I eat very unhealthy. You know that. We keep Oreos in the tour bus at all times, and I'm the only one who's ever eating Oreos.
Right.
I love sweets. I love snack food. But the idea of frying a Twinkie, like, I don't need this.
Or these psychopaths who walk around with, like a Chernobyl turkey leg. I mean, where are they finding turkeys with legs this big?
Yeah.
And they're just walking around eating that thing?
Chernobyl turkey.
Like a caveman.
Oh, my God. They're in line. Like, you go ahead of me. I'm not doing my turkey leg.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you're about to go upside down.
My gosh, sir. Yeah, you're about to... I gotta finish this turkey leg before I do this worldly dirl. You go to like a football game, there's a guy sitting next to you, just, I mean, like a hyena on a carcass with this thing. You're like, dude, that's my. And then they'll have like an 18-inch corn dog.
Oh,
they're just working on. You're like, good God,
I don't even like looking at it.
Oh,
you ever judge the people whenever you're like at a baseball game or a sporting event, whatever? Like, you know, they have you pass down like the money. You don't really see how much money it is. You're like, oh, that felt like quite a bit of money, whatever. And then it gets passed back down to you, the food, and it's like coney dog nachos, two beers. You're like, this is a family of six. Yeah, you're like, wow, this is just a guy and his son.
He's
hungry. Put $65 at a baseball game. The fair food, the fair rides, it's so funny.
The nacho cheese, I had a few chips and the nacho cheese my buddy got at the game. What is that cheese? Like, dude, that cheese, you know?
Concession cheese?
It's a different ballgame than Velveeta. What is it? It's like, it's almost like crayon-like.
Yeah.
It's melted.
It seems like
crayons.
It's a craft. It's an art and craft. Like, if you got in your hands and really rubbed it together, you could glue two pieces of paper
It's like when
together.
when you're 5 years old and you would, like, mix together baking soda and something and you just had like, this putty you'd play with.
It makes
like,
putty.
Whoa. I mean, they're like, who wants... play with the cheese, and you could just kind of, it's like silly putty, and
it's I had concession stand cheese two nights ago. That place we're talking about, this golf simulator place at Kansas City, it was pretty fun.
Sweet.
It was a good place. They do not care about their food at all, though. So I ordered, I was like, let's get like the triple queso, the whatever.
That's bad.
It was really, I mean, I hadn't had cheese like this since like high school football games. It's like, where have I seen this? Oh, yeah.
So is 2009. Is it not like Topgolf? It's not a little, it's not kind of elevated feeling? Did it just feel like you were like a...
It's very nice on the inside. I mean, it's like Leewood, so it's like, it's very nice. Like, okay. But yeah, it's like, there were like two people working it's the whole thing. No one's really waiting. Like, Topgolf cares about their food a little bit.
It's
you know?
Decent food.
Yeah. The drink and everything. This was like, all right, go do your own thing. Pay at the end if we see you. If not, just walk out.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah. Do you say crayon, by the way?
Crayon, I've come around on. Caramel, I still go two syllables on.
Caramel's
instead
one.
Of caramel.
I was raised saying caramel, but... It's clearly not.
It definitely
right.
should be a three-syllable word.
Caramel,
but I can't stop. I just say caramel,
but
I do say crayon.
What do you used to say?
Crown.
What do you say?
Crayon.
You just say crayon. Okay.
Is that right?
I just feel like I've run into a lot of people who say crown, crayon.
Oh, crayon.
Crayon. Crown.
Reminds me of pecan. Gross.
I mean, we've all heard of caramel. People call it crayon. Oh, it just makes me so upset.
Oh, what's that restaurant where they give you the crayons beforehand?
The crayons?
What? Are you saying crab
Zio's,
legs?
By the way.
Zio's.
It was really good.
My dad loved Zio's. He always went there for his birthday. That was... When the waiter, I think we've talked about this, the waiter would always draw his name upside down. I mean, that was enough right there. Like, I'll just leave now.
He did Sam upside down?
That was insane. They don't hire just anybody here.
No.
These people did not work at a fair, I'll tell you that.
He memorized how many orders?
Oh my God.
I love when I get, tell me you don't low-key get impressed when you're at a place and you're like, what comes on this burger? And they list it off and you're like, wow. It's like,
now I feel like I got to have all of it.
You go to like Walmart, like, where's this? And they're like, it's over there. You're like, person smart.
Yeah.
Just memorized.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I'm so impressed by that. Yeah, he didn't even have to look it up.
Yeah.
He knew exactly where the thumbtacks were.
Yeah. Wow. Is he my wife? Katie knows where stuff at grocery stores are more than people who work there.
I
don't know how these ladies do it.
There was a time I couldn't find a Walmart employee, so I asked a woman who looked like a mom who had a full shopping cart. I'm like, this lady knows this store.
Yep.
She's seen it all. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll call... if I'm somewhere, I'll call Katie and ask her before I talk to an employee. Because I also need some encouragement. When I'm at a place by myself, hey. I feel very... I'm like, I just can't do this. She's like, you can do it. I promise you can do... This is... Yeah, she has
like,
to really...
Uh-huh. She's like, hey, come back home.
Hey.
Just like the boys.
Yeah. Hey, we brought the truth some, didn't we? So you can get home with that cough medicine.
Hey, what would Tailgate Rod say? Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
You can do it.
Come back home.
Now... Tell me where you're looking. I'm like, I'm just staring at deli meats. Like, well,
that's not betting. Not so
the cough medicine.
I all the time I'm going into a store. I'm like, would this be in? You know, I'm looking at all like the menu options, basically the signs. I'm like, this could be in any one of them. This could be it, this.
I'm in the bra section and I'm scared.
I can't find a way out.
Dude, whenever you walk past the bra section, it feels like everyone in that place just starts looking at you like, oh.
Yeah. Pervert.
Like, I didn't mean to come across. This doesn't do anything for me. Okay. Hey,
it's not doing anything.
Not like.
I'm not.
No,
it's just the quickest point between two. A to B.
As the crow flies.
You guys know that?
Yeah.
Anybody? All right.
I didn't know they made them that big.
But there are some on display where you wonder, are these to hold two watermelons at once?
Yeah, they display.
Is this a 4th of July sale?
They do that to mess with little poor little boys who have to shop with their moms. They're starting to experience manhood.
Uh-huh.
They're starting to get curious. They're looking at these things that look like they're transporting, I mean,
the bison
Rod's
meat.
Bison meat. Yeah. I mean, it's like, what in the world?
Yeah.
It's shocking.
I always end up just at some, making a wrong turn.
You always end up there?
I just feel like every time I'm in there, I at least like go by that aisle. I'm like, are there three different aisles that sell this kind of stuff? I feel like I just can't get away from it.
Should be more discreet section here.
Yeah. I don't like the way they treat milk. That is like, we know everyone wants milk. We'll put it in the back.
Yeah, put it next to the bras.
Yeah.
Doesn't that make sense?
Please.
Katie really got mad when I messed that up. She asked me to go get milk. And I was just like, I really hate being in this bra section. Where's the milk?
She didn't think that was as funny?
No. So confused. Okay, wow, it's an episode.
Good stuff.
Go Chiefs, have a great week. See y'all on the road, get tickets.
Woo! Watch out for Bridges.
Appreciate y'all. Watch out for them. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly,
which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.